Welcome to Zichud Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're Sechas Erevin, Daf Tzadi Zayin. This is going to be an abbreviated shir. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, Ha'okeach tefillin memi she'eino mumche, one who purchases many pairs of tefillin from someone who is not an expert in the laws of tefillin, which Rashi explains to mean a middleman who purchases them from someone else. Bodek shtayim shel yad v'achar shel rosh, he must examine two arm tefillin and one head tefillin. O shtayim shel rosh v'achar shel yad, or two head tefillin and one arm tefillin, to determine their validity. The Gemara clarifies that the middleman bought the tefillin from one person, and we must establish that the soper wrote them as expert in both arm and head tefillin. Rav Kahana brought a brisa that one need only check two tefillin, one arm and one head. And the Gemara answers that the brisa follows Rabbi, who said, "Betrei zimne havi chazaka." A chazaka established upon the occurrence of an act two times. Rabbi concedes that if someone bought several bundles that come from different soferim, then a chazaka needs to be established for each one. Point number two, the Gemara clarified that according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, regarding finding tefillin in the field, if the danger is posed by Sakanas Listim, highwaymen, Malichim Pakus Pakus Marba Amos, then one should transport all the tefillin by walking less than Dalad Amos at a time. Rabbi Shimon says, Nosin L'Chavero V'Chavero L'Chavero, one should pass the tefillin from one person to another person until one reaches the city. So the Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds walking less than Dalad Amos is preferable, since with the method of passing from one person to another, av shemilsad the Shabbos, the matter of disrespect for Shabbos is needlessly publicized. Rabbi Shimon holds it's preferable to pass from one person to the next, since there's concern that with the method of walking less than Dalad Amos, that one might not realize and come to carry Dalad Amos in Rishus HaRavim. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis. The Rav Yehuda said, Nosin Adam Chavis, a person may give a barrel containing water to his friend and his friend to his friend, even if the barrel is transported beyond the owner's tchum. The Gemara asks if Rabbi Yehuda does not accept what was learned in the Mishnah in Be'ah, ha-behema va-keilim karagli abalim. Animals or keilim are as the feet of their owners, meaning they may not be carried beyond where their owners may go. So after the first answer was rejected, Rava answered that the Mishnah was dealing with a barrel that acquired its makam shvisa and tchum of its owner, but the water had not, since it was drawn from a spring or river on Shabbos Yantav. Transporting the barrel beyond the tchum is not problematic, the batul chavis agabi amayim, since the legal significance of the barrel is negated vis-a-vis the water. The barrel is tuffel to the water. The Gemara continues with a third answer. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rav Chisda said in the name of Rav, Ha'okeach tefillin memi she'eino mumche, one who purchases many pairs of tefillin from someone who is not an expert in the laws of tefillin, which Rashi explains to mean a middleman who purchases them from someone else, bodek shtayim shel yad v'achar shel rosh, he must examine two arm tefillin and one head tefillin, or shtayim shel rosh v'achar shel yad, or two head tefillin and one arm tefillin to determine their validity. The Gemara clarifies that the middleman bought the tefillin from one person, and we must establish that the sofer who wrote them is expert in both arm and head tefillin. Rav Kahana brought a brisa that one need only check two tefillin, one arm, one head. And the Gemara answers that the brisa follows Rebbe, who said, "Betrei zimni havi chazaka." Chazaka is established upon the occurrence of an act two times. Rebbe concedes that if someone bought several bundles that come from different soferim, then a chazaka needs to be established for each one. Point number two, the Gemara clarified that according to the Tanakhama of the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, regarding finding tefillin in the field, if the danger is posed by Sakanas Listim, highwaymen, Malichim Pakus Pakus Marba Amos, then one should transport all the tefillin by walking less than Dalad Amos at a time. Rabbi Shimon says, Nosin L'Chavero V'Chavero L'Chavero. One should pass the tefillin from person to person until one reaches the city. The Gemara explains that the Tanakhama holds walking less than Dalad Amos is preferable, since with the method of passing from one person to another, av shemilsad the Shabbos, the matter of disrespect for Shabbos is needlessly publicized. Rabbi Shimon holds it's preferable to pass from one person to the next, since there's concern that with the method of walking less than Dalad Amos, that one may not realize and come to carry Dalad Amos in Rishus HaRabim. And point number three was stated in the Mishnah Daf Tzadi Hei Amud Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda said, Nosin Adam Chavis, a person may give a barrel containing water to his friend and his friend to his friend, even if the barrel is transported beyond the owner's tchum. The Gemara asks if Rabbi Yehuda doesn't accept what was learned in the Mishnah in Be'ah, ha-behema ve-keilim karagli ha-balim. Animals or keilim are as the feet of their owners, meaning they may not be carried beyond where their owners may go. So after the first answer was rejected, Rava answered that the Mishnah was dealing with a barrel that acquired its makam shvisa and tchum of the owner, but the water had not, since it was drawn from a spring or river on Shabbos Yantav. Transporting the barrel beyond the tchum is not problematic, the batu chavis l'gabi amayim, since the legal significance of the barrel is negated vis-a-vis the water. The barrel is tuffled to the water. A third answer is also provided. All right, so now we go to our simon for Daf Tzadi Zayin, and the simon is a chess master. Chess master sounds like Tzadi Zayin, chess. Chess master. So here goes. The confused chess master who just purchased Tefillin from the non-expert was told to take 3 steps at a time and keep stopping, and to ignore the long line of people passing a barrel of freshly drawn water. Once again, in slow motion. The confused chess master. Chess master? That must be Warren Duff. Tzadi Zion. The confused chess master who just purchased Tefillin from a non-expert, which reminds us that one who purchased Tefillin from someone who's not a mumcha must have the 2-arm and 1-head Tefillin checked out, or 2-head Tefillin and 1-arm Tefillin checked out for the validity, whereas Rebbe holds 1-arm Tefillin and 1-head Tefillin is sufficient because he holds 2 is enough to establish a chazaka. So the confused chess master who just purchased Tefillin from a non-expert was told to take 3 steps at a time and keep stopping, which reminds us that smokes between the Tanakh and Rebbe Shimon regarding which is preferable when bringing Tefillin in from the field, walking less than Dalet Amos at a time, or passing them from one person to the next. So the confused chess master who just purchased Tefillin from a non-expert was told to take 3 steps at a time and keep stopping, and to ignore the long line of people passing a barrel of freshly drawn water. Which reminds us that Rabbi Yehuda said, a person may give a barrel containing water to his friend and his friend to his friend, even if the barrel is transported beyond the owner's tchum. Rav explained that the mission was dealing with a barrel that acquired its makom shvisa and tchum of the owner, but the water had not, since it was drawn from a spring or river on Shabbos Yantav. Transporting the barrel beyond the tchum is not problematic, the batel chavis agavi amayim, since the legal significance of the barrel is negated vis-a-vis the water. The barrel, therefore, is tuple to the water. So once again, the confused chess master who had just purchased Tefillin from a non-expert was told to take 3 steps at a time and keep stopping, and ignore the long line of people passing a barrel of freshly drawn water. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.